教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满。
Ephesians chapter 1:23, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all.
这个身体是基督的身体，教会是耶稣基督的身体。
The church is the body of Jesus Christ.
那么基督就是教会的头。
Christ is the head of the church.
那么基督跟教会的关系就跟头跟身体一样的重要，连在一起，不能分割。
And the relationship between Christ and the church is that of the head and the body. They are connected. They cannot be separated.
这个身体是活的，只要它伏在头之下，受头的指挥。
The body is living as long as connected to the head, and it listens and follows the command of the head.
如果把头砍掉了，身体就死了；如果没有基督，教会就死了。
If a person is beheaded, then he's dead. Likewise, if a church does not have Christ, the church is dead.
那么，既然教会是个身体啊，一个活的身体，它必须要显出五种的功能。
And since the church is a body, a living church must manifest five functions.
像我们这上面所写的有五种官能，五官啊，一个是听觉，那听得见；一个是视觉，看得见；一个是味觉，能够尝味道；再来是嗅觉，闻得到；再来触觉，摸得到。
Here we are talking about the five functions that we cannot lack, or the five senses. Number one is the sense of hearing. Number two, sense of sight. Number three, the sense of taste. Number four, the sense of smell. And finally, the sense of touch.
必须具备这五种官能的，这个身体是健康的、正常的、活的。同样的道理，教会今天在地上也应该显出这五种功能，才能证明这个教会是活的、是健康的、是正常的。
A body that is able to manifest these five functions, these five senses, is one that is living, is one that is healthy. Likewise, a church that manifests these five functions is a living and healthy church.
我们下面要看几处的经文来证明这五种功能。先看约翰福音书第五章，约翰福音书第五章第三十七节，约翰福音五章三十七节。
Let us turn to a few places in the Bible to indicate what we are talking about. First of all, John chapter 5:37.
中文圣经一百三十二页啊，这是主耶稣说的话。五章，约翰五章三十七节，差我来的父，天父，也为我做个见证。下面说，你们从来没有听见他的声音，也没有看见他的形象。
John chapter 5:37, and the Father himself, which has sent me, has borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape.
这一个是听觉，一个是视觉。听见他的声音就听到，看见他的形象，看见神在这里要带他。
Here we see two senses mentioned. First, the sense of hearing. It says, heard his voice, and that is listening to sermons. Secondly, the sense of sight. It says, nor seen his shape, and that is someone who sees God, someone who worships God.
我们再看诗篇三十四篇第八节，诗篇三十四篇第八节。
Let us also turn to Psalm 34:8.
那是在中文是六百八十一页，六百八十一面。诗篇三十四篇第八节是这样说，你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。
Psalm 34:8, O taste and see that the Lord is good, blessed is the man that trusted in him.
这讲到尝尝的味道，什么味道呢？美和善的味道。美事和善事圣经是不一样的。
Here it talks about tasting the flavor. We know in the Bible it talks about the good thing and the beautiful things. They are different.
美事是荣耀神，善事是人得到益处，是荣神。我们相信荣神一人就是美事和善事。
We talk about the beautiful thing as that which glorifies God, the good thing as that which benefits man. Here we have glorified God, that's the beautiful thing, and then when it benefits man, that is the good thing.
我们再看哥林多后书第二章，哥林多后书第二章第十四节和十五节。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 14, 15.
中文是249页，249。感谢神曾率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气，因为我们在神面前，无论在得救的人身上或灭亡的身上，都有基督馨香之气。
2 Corinthians chapter 2, 14, 15. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and makes manifest the savour of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savour of Christ, in them that are saved, and in them that perish.
那么教会应当提供一种香气，那就是说过一个得胜的生活，有见证，有好行为的生活。
And that is the church must provide.That fragrance, and that is the Christians in the church must have good behavior, good conduct, good witness in their daily lives.
我们最后看路加福音书第八章，路加福音书第八章。
Finally, let us turn to Luke 8.
我们这一段我们看一下啊，第四十三节开始。路加福音书八章四十三节。
Luke 8.43.
中文是九十一页，九十一面。中文九十一页啊。有一个女人患了十二年血漏，在医生手里花尽了她一切养生的，并没有人一个人能医好她。她来到耶稣背后，摸她的衣裳穗子，血漏立刻就止住了。耶稣说：“摸我的是谁？”众人都不承认。彼得和同行的人都说：“夫子，众人拥拥挤挤的紧靠着你。”耶稣说：“总有人摸我。”因为我觉得有能力从我身上出去，那女人知道不能隐藏，就战战兢兢地来伏在他耶稣脚前，把摸他的缘故和怎样立刻得好，当作众人都说出来。耶稣对他说：“女儿，你的信救了你，平平安地去吧。”
Luke 8:43. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, had spent all her living upon physicians.Neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, Who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And Jesus said, Somebody had touched me.For I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace.
这里面讲到五种的官能，就是教会的五种的作用，五种的功用。
Here we're talking about five senses, and also these are also the five functions of a church.
我们来到神面前敬拜他，第一件事情要听到，这是天经地义。
When we come before God to worship Him, the first thing we must do is to listen to the sermon, which is something essential.
因为神的道带着能力。能够调整我们跟神的关系，纠正我们的错误，接受主的带领。
Because the sermon is from God and it is powerful. It regulates and it adjusts our relationship with God and it corrects any error that we may have in our daily lives.
每一次听到 都是接受一个挑战。
Every time we listen to a sermon, we are accepting a challenge.
我们听完了道，一定有个反应，就是我该做些什么。
After we have listened to a sermon, we must have a response, and that is, what must I do?
神也借着他的信息，他的道，帮助我们，引导我们走一条他所喜悦的道路。
God also utilized this message, the sermon.To lead us onto a path that is pleasing to Him.
如果一个人听完了道，就听完就走了，圣经讲，听道而不行道，就像人听完走了，自己对镜子照脸，照完走了，也忘记什么样子。
A man who listens to a sermon and then he forgets about it. The Bible talks about such a man. This is the man who looks into a mirror, he sees what's on his face, yet he does nothing about it. He just walks away.
所以听完道一定有反应，比方说当耶稣基督跟那个撒玛利亚夫人讲活水的道，讲完了之后，那个撒玛利亚夫人把水罐子丢了，到城里去见证耶稣，有反应，有行动，在听到之后。
Therefore we know after we have listened to a sermon we must have a response. Just like when Jesus was talking to the Samaritan woman after they talked beside the well, this woman discarded all the bottles and jars that she had for picking up water. Instead, she went into the village and told people about Jesus Christ. This was the proper response.
那个财主撒该在桑树上面听见耶稣，你说你下来下来，我今天住在你家里。他立刻就下来，欢欢喜喜接待耶稣，并且把他所有的一半给穷人，讹诈谁还他四倍。这是行动，这是好行为，这是见证。
The Bible also talks about a wealthy man, Zacchaeus.He, after talking to Jesus, after seeing Jesus and talking to Jesus, he decided that he was going to give away the money to repay all those money that he had made illegally from the poor. This was a proper response.
彼得、安德烈、雅各、约翰这两对弟兄听见耶稣呼召，来跟从我，立刻撇下网，离开船，离别他的父母，立刻跟随主走了。这是行动，这是种见证，这是种听到的反应。
Peter, Andrew, James and John, after they heard the calling of Jesus, they left their ship, they left their net, and they followed Jesus Christ. This was the proper response to a calling, to a sermon.
这个有一个弟兄问我，他在美国啊，他要是买什么东西来了，有个说明书， do it yourself, 什么的你自己做啊，看说明书就可以了。他是否也是如此？听到他说看圣经，买本圣经的说明书，你看完了就会做了，是不是这样？他问我。
Someone had asked me before that in this country we know that whenever we buy something, especially the kit, then there comes an instruction, and by following this instruction, we are able to assemble the kit together. And this man was asking me whether we can buy a Bible from the store and take it home and read it, and then we can become a Christian.
我们可以这样说 do it yourself 那个东西啊，对世界上许多机器啊什么工具你怎么用可以，对圣经不一样。圣经本身可以说是个说明书，但是你听到的时候它给你附加了能力，有能力去行你所应当行的，不像说明书是死的。
The way we like to explain this is the Bible is not merely an instructionThe Bible is an instruction, but after we read the Bible, we also receive power from God. That power enables us to do what the Bible talks about.
所以圣经说，听道，从这个信道，信道从听道而来。你怎么会信？你听。所以听道很重要。假如你今天一个亲友不信主，你买本圣经给他，他不一定能够得救，很难。他有他的头脑，他的想法。听到的时候呢，圣灵在运行，提供能力。所以圣经不仅是说明书，而且是力量。Do it yourself， 他接着是圣灵给他力量去做，才能把它做出来。
We know that many times when we get a kit, we read the instructions, we may not be able to do it because we don't have the tool. We know in the Bible when we read it, it is not enough.But also the Holy Spirit enables us to do.
因此我们看到这是听到的时候最要紧，来到神面前 有道可以听，这是一件事。第二呢，就是能够看到神在这里，有个敬畏神的心，要崇拜他。
Therefore, listening to the sermon is most important. But secondly, also very important is that we must have the heart to worship Jesus, to worship God.
我们今天从今年起开始，在崇拜之前，有诗班的弟兄来弟兄姊妹来领诗啊，教导会众唱歌，那什么意思呢？那就是告诉我们来预备好我们的心来朝拜神。
Starting this week, this year, and before the worship, we're going to have song leader leading the songs, teaching us how to sing. And that is so that we have a heart prepared, our heart prepared to worship.
因为我们刚刚发现聚会已经开始了，人还很少，好像一奉主名聚会，主的灵在我们中间了。主都来了，我们还不来，这就是不失去了一个拜神的一个基本的心理的态度、心态，这种心态不对。
Many times we have found that the meeting has started, yet very few people are here. It seems like that God is already here, yet the worshippers are not here. Our hearts are not prepared.
你晓得诗班常常唱弥赛亚，弥赛亚呢，汉德尔写的弥赛亚，为什么唱弥赛亚他会站起来？什么道理？知道？
You know, we have heard the choir sing Messiah, and when Handel, wrote Messiah, and when it was first performed, why is it that people stood up?
那是多年前在英国，英国乔治皇帝，乔治二世，他听到弥赛亚的时候，唱到诗篇二十四篇里面讲，众臣们啊，你们都应当起来站立，让荣耀的神进来。听完了，这个王自动站起来了，他一站起来，全体都站起来了，因为他要拜神，敬畏神。
And that was many years ago when King George II, he heard Messiah perform the first time. And when he heard it, he was so moved, and he was moved like the psalmist, saying that the gates you must be lifted up. So King George II, he stood up, and when he stood up, all his subjects also stood up to listen to Messiah.
所以弥赛亚特别是歌颂赞美这位神的，唱到赞美神的时候，大家心不由主，自动自发的会肃然起敬，站起来了，赞美神。
Therefore, now whenever Messiah is sung, people stand up because that is out of the heart of worship of praises to God.
所以我们要拜神，存着一颗恭敬虔诚的心来敬拜他。
Therefore, when we worship God, we must have this dedication and devotion toward God.
上次我讲过，我们这个崇拜，因为叫 worship， 这崇拜啊。在希腊文那个意思是 prosponeo， 希腊文的意思是两个意思，一个是投降，再一个是亲吻，吻他投降，这是崇拜的意思。
I mentioned this before, and that is worship. In Greek, it has two meanings. One is complete surrender, and two is kissing.
那表示用爱心的降服他，爱心的降服他，不是勉强的，甘心乐意用爱心来投降在他面前。
And the combined meaning of worship.Is to surrender in love.
我们怎么样降服、投降在神的面前呢？
How is it that we are going to be able to surrender in love before God?
我记得我在小学念书的时候，那时候有课本有一句，到现在还记得，那是讲英国法国打仗。那时候拿破仑呢，拿破仑法国的拿破仑跟英国的威灵顿他们打仗，在滑铁卢一战呢，和法国失败，我们还印象很深。小孩子念书。
I remember the story when I was in elementary school about the Battle of Waterloo between Napoleon and Wellington.
这 Wellington 这位公爵啊，非常，他是个 gentleman， 他是非常心胸开广，非常仁厚的。他得胜之后，法国人想投降，他对他们非常恩待他们。
Wellington, he was very broad-minded, he was very generous, and when Napoleon they surrendered, he was very, very kind to them.
有一个法国的将军向他投降的时候啊，知道他很仁慈了，是过来了，一看他就伸手跟他拉手。这个降将啊，向这个威灵顿拉手，伸手拉手。
A French general, he surrendered. He knew that Wellington was very kind, so he extended his hand to shake Wellington's hand.
但是这个威灵顿他就拒绝了，他等一下，你先把你的军刀献上，你是投降吗？把你的军刀献上，我给你拉手。军刀不献，我不能跟你拉手。
Wellington, he refused. He said, "Wait a minute. Before we shake hands, you must
give up your sword. You must surrender because you're surrendering, so you must give up your sword.
不错，就 Wellington 是一个非常宽宏大量人，但他不能不照原则做。你还没有正式投降了，你是我的敌人，我怎么跟你和好呢？投降了，我再跟你和好。
Even though Wellington was very broad-minded, but he was also a man of principle. So before, this French general had actually surrendered his sword, they were enemies, so they could not shake hands.
同样的道理，今天我们到了主面前来崇拜他 ，worship, proskuneo 那个字就是 surrender 和 kiss， 先要投降。怎么投降呢？把你那把刀献上，把你的军刀献上给主，投降给他。
Similarly, today as we come before God to worship Him, let us first surrender to Him, and then we can worship Him.
那把刀就是你的武器，你的武器是什么？也许是你的才干、聪明、学问、地位、财富，或者你的方法、你的手段，一切都是你的刀。你要献上这把刀，投降了，然后主给你拉手。就接纳你，与他和好。
And what is that sword that you must give up? That might be your talents, maybe your methodology, maybe your ways of doing things, maybe your self-pride. These things you must give up to God before you can worship Him.
每一次我们来拜神的时候，都不要忘记是来投降的。爱心，甘心乐意的投降，把你做认为最宝贝的，认为最了不起的，你倚靠那个东西献上给他。我告诉你，并不是说从此你就变成糊里糊涂，也没有聪明才干，什么都没有。不是，你把你那份最宝贝献给他，经过他接受过来，再赐给你，再用你的聪明才干去做，你就不是为你做了，是为他做了，那个就是好的。
Therefore, let us not forget that every time that we come before God to worship, we are coming here to surrender willingly and lovingly. We are giving up our best, our methodologies, our talents. These are the things that we have been relying on.However, we are not saying that once we surrender to God, then we become a dum-dum. We know nothing. We become stupid Christians. Not at all. In fact, when we become Christians, God will take what we have surrendered, bless it, and give it back to us, so that we become an even better Christian.
因此，这是拜神的基本的心态，要知道。啊，同时还要了解，我们所拜的神是看不见的。要就在这里，如果看得见没什么稀奇了，看不见而你甘心乐意死心塌地的拜他，这叫做信心，真正的信心是宝贵的。
Also let us remember the fact that our God is invisible. If we are worshipping a visible God, then there's nothing to it. But the fact that our God is invisible, this requires and demands a greater amount of faith.
好像一个摄影家啊，他照相很会摄影，照很多相。你看每一个摄影家的杰作里面有没有他自己在里面？绝对没有自己。你看他照的时候是照的大自然那一切花鸟，他不是在里面的，他在照嘛。因此一个杰作拿出来，他本身不会在里面，但是借着他那个成品那个杰作，就可以衬托他的风格、他的作风、他的气质、他的一切从这作品出来了。同样道理，神也是如此。
Many times when we look at a photographer's masterpiece, it may be a scenic picture, it may be of nature, but we do not see the photographer in there. However, the picture fully depicts and displays the style, the grandness of the talents of the photographer. Similarly, in God's work, in God's masterpiece, it also requires that we hide ourselves.
就是这个道理，因为神造万物，他自己不在万物之中，他造宇宙，他超然宇宙之外，因为他是像摄影师一样，他造他嘛，他自己不会在里面，但是整个宇宙就是衬托反映神性的奇妙，就像那个照片反映那个摄影师的一种他的功力，他的风格一样。
God created the universe, the cosmos, yet God is not in the universe, God is beyondthe universe. Just like the photographer who had taken the picture, the photographer is not in the picture, but the picture depicts and displays the style, the talents of the photographer.
但是人正好相反，每一个人你看照片，如果团体照在这里，你第一眼看谁呢？看看这有没有我在这儿，就找到我在哪里。如果那个我就照了一半，一个鼻子不在，你不要这样，我不洗这张。照得很神气，我一定要多洗两张。 我在里面我才要，我不在我就不要。我们人是这样，跟神不一样。
However, we know that man is very different from God. When we see a class picture, a group picture, we always look at ourselves first. Now, we find that we don't have a good expression on our face, or maybe half of us is outside the picture, then we don't want to order that picture. We say it's a bad picture.
所以我们来到神拜神的时候，一方面投降他，用爱心的献奉献，把一切奉献，还有一点学习这位隐藏的谦卑的看不见神的神性的奇妙。
Therefore, when we come before God to worship Him, we love Him, we surrender ourselves, also let us imitate the wonderfulness of God.
那么第三方面，我们是味觉，要尝尝主恩的滋味，这个很重要。每一次来到神的家中，我们要尝到主恩的滋味，又美又善。美是容神善一人，要容神要一人。
Thirdly, the sense of taste. Every time when we come to the church, we must be able to taste the flavor of God's grace. And that is, it must be beautiful in that it glorifies God. Also, it is good in that it benefits man.
我们晓得有一首诗歌叫 Amazing Grace, 那是大奇异的恩典，我们都会唱的，啊，诗班很喜欢唱。Amazing Grace 这个作者是叫做 John Newton 这个人，他是一个水手，啊，在非洲行船造船，专门贩卖黑奴啊，到非洲去把奴隶贩来了卖。这是个水手，专门卖奴隶的人。
Many times our choir sings Amazing Grace. The author of the song, John Newton, he was a sailor and he was sailing many times in Africa area, selling black slaves.
做了很多不人道的事情，差点是杀掉什么这个黑人奴隶的什么，做了很多坏事。有一次他遇到海难，船沉了，上帝居然救了他，一船都死，他一个人得救，在孤岛上他一个人得救。
And of course, in selling slaves, he did a lot of very inhumane things, very cruel things.And yet one time during a problem they had at sea, he was the only survivor, and he was on an island.
他就在孤岛上想到他母亲小的时候教他的主日学，讲到神的恩典的奇妙，他就唱出这首 Amazing Grace 这首诗歌，他就哼出来了，在孤岛上哼出这首诗歌来。
And on this island, he was by himself. He thought about his mother's teaching when he was little.Teaching him the Sunday school material, and all of a sudden the song came to him, and he composed the song Amazing Grace.
就在那个地方，他遇难的地方，他悔改信主，成为一个真正悔改信主、侍奉主的人。
Right then and there on that island, he was by himself. He repented, and he returned to God. He became a Christian again, and he decided to serve the Lord.
所以影响了十九世纪英国，他是英国人。英国的改革了奴隶制度，啊，解放黑奴，解放奴隶的制度，靠他那首诗歌 Amazing Grace 大大改变了这个人间的制度，真是容神又义人。
And it affected the 19th century in England a great reformation of the slavery system. Because of him, the black slaves were not sold anymore. And this was trulya testimony of glorifying God and benefiting man.
我们常常唱许多圣诗，如果你知道那个作者他的背景，我想你会增加更多感恩的心。
Many times we sing many hymns without knowing the history, the background of the hymn, how it was composed. I think if we know that, it would help us a lot more when we sing.
还有一首诗歌，不知道怎么翻译，好像是这样 Let a fountain fill with blood.就是有一个罪恶的源泉里面有宝血的 There's a fountain filled with blood.
There's another hymn called There's a fountain filled with blood.
有一个泉源里面流出宝血来了，为我们洗罪这首诗歌。
And this talks about the fountain of blood that cleanses our sin.
那个 William Cowper, 他作者是 Cowper, 他是怎么样？他是个诗人，英国的诗人。有天不想活了，哎呀无聊，要自杀。就这叫坐个车的马车要到伦敦桥去跳桥要跳下自杀坐过去
And the author was William Cowper, and he was a poet in England, One day, he was feeling very depressed. He wanted to take his own life. So he got a ride on a carriage and wanted to get onto the big bridge in England and wanted to jump off the bridge.
这个很